What changed Norwich so radically in Victorian times? One of the first industries in the city, the gasworks, was developed by the British Gas Light Company during the 1830s, creating hundreds of jobs and eventually building many terraced cottages for their workers. At the bottom of Gas Hill, fronting onto Bishop Bridge Road, stood one such development, Weeds Square, a tenement block with one pump in the middle to serve all the residents. This housing remained in use for well over a century, being demolished in 1958 as slum clearance. The eventually very large gas works stood behind Weed Square, reaching back to the base of the escarpment on a sloping site. There was also an enormous gasworks on the river near St Martin's Palace Plain, where the present law courts stand. You could say Norwich was dominated by the gas industry throughout the 19th century, and certainly by the great structures necessary to provide this fuel, initially for lighting, later for cooking too. On the other side of Gas Hill, a large 16-sided steel gas holder was erected in 1880. For such a massive building, it is extremely delicate, with slender struts and pylons surrounding the central circular tank. The clever system of storing gas was this. Underground, there was a deep circular pit which housed the tank, which sat on a water base. Gas was made by burning coal in the kilns of the gasworks, then piped across the road into the holding tank. As it filled with gas, the tank rose in its framework until it reached the top struts of the holder. Apparently, it was noticeable how quickly the level dropped on Sundays when local people were cooking their Sunday dinners. Even after gas production had stopped at Gas Hill, the holder was used for storing North Sea gas. This is a reminder of Norwich's industrial past. We've lost so many of the buildings which once employed local people. We wouldn't dream of demolishing a few medieval churches because they're redundant. We find new uses for them. They are part of our heritage industry. Well, so is the gas holder. It just needs to be recognised as such. There it stands, a great airy arena, visible from below in the city centre, from north and south and from above, on top of the hill. To demolish it is an enormous job. Remember that great pit underneath, full of contaminated water and sludge, and the surrounding pipes disintegrating underground. The Norwich Society acknowledges that something has to be done with this site. It's a festering problem that won't go away. The pretty part, that delicate iron framework, is the least of the problems. But it is the part which local people, whose lives have been bound up with this splendid edifice, wish to see retained. So, National Grid, here is a challenge. Take a look at what's been done with redundant gas holders at King's Cross in London, a really imaginative scheme for building apartments within the framework. Or think about creating an industrial heritage trail and museum. There may well be grants available from Heritage England or the National Lottery. This is such a small piece of land, but it holds so much history.